Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Environmental groups are suing the Trump administration to challenge what would be the first oil production facility in Arctic federal waters. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that Hillcore's Liberty Project calls for drilling from an artificial gravel island in the Beaufort Sea, east of Prudhoe Bay, a project the Interior Department issued a key approval for in October. Environmental groups are claiming the federal government's analysis leading to its approval was faulty. Rebecca Noblin with Earth Justice refers to a wide range of concerns, including the risk of oil spills, potential impacts on polar bears, and climate change.
The plans for Liberty don't really take into account how climate change is going to change the environment. We're concerned about the Liberty infrastructure not being prepared for the sort of new world we're entering with climate change in the Arctic.
During the environmental review process, records show Hillcore adjusted its construction plans to deal with shorter sea ice seasons. But Noblin claims there are other outstanding issues, like how reduced sea ice could impact the pipeline. The Liberty project would be similar to other oil developments already built in state waters. So far, it hasn't attracted as much pushback from environmental groups as earlier offshore drilling proposals in the Arctic. But Noblin says the environmental group she represents took the earliest opportunity they could to challenge the Liberty project in court.
So this is the first time that it's actually a proposal has actually been approved. So this is the first chance to really get in there and litigate on it.
A spokesman for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management says the agency can't comment on the pending litigation. Hillcore has not responded to a request for comment. An anonymous bomb threat was made against Diamond High School Monday. In a statement issued by the Anchorage School District, Diamond Assistant Principal Chris Kleckner says that the school was evacuated and Anchorage police ran a complete sweep of the building. District officials say there were no bombs found. In the last few months, the Anchorage School District has acknowledged at least 5 separate shooting threats at different schools in the district, but a spokesperson says this is the first bomb threat during that time period. The Yukon Quest has announced the team of officials who will be presiding over the 2019 race. A release from the Quest says Doug Harris is returning as race marshal, while Dr. Nina Hansen is back for a 5th straight year as head veterinarian. Brianna McKay will be race manager, stepping up after 3 years as assistant manager. The new assistant will be Heather Scannell, who has run the Two Rivers Checkpoint for the past 3 years. The 2019 Yukon Quest is scheduled to start February 2nd in Whitehorse. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.